Zael thought a moment. The treasure of Mac, you say? You've got a prodigious memory there. He took a seat, his granddaughters gathering round. Now, girls, sailors hear a great many tales and stories over the years. This one I've known most of my life, since I was just a lad, passed it down from my parents. He cleared his throat. The treasure of Mac is not very far. Once you know where to look, then you'll know where you are. Oh, dear Mac, if you're here, thy great name is alive. Thy back to the river, then 10 paces 5. Oh, most brilliant Mac, the treasure is nigh. Your head must be spinning from looking so high. Oh, Mac, you great rascal, thy foundation is rock. It's dark water below, and below must ye hop. Oh, wondrous Mac, if here faith do ye lack, then ne'er shall ye claim the great treasure of Mac.
Yay!
The girls cheered as soon as he finished.
What is the treasure of Mac, Pop-Pop?
Asked Fawn, oldest of the girls. It's just a fun old treasure-hunting rhyme, Zael replied. I like to think that old Mac in the end had enough faith to find the greatest treasure of all.
What's the greatest treasure?
Asked 6-year-old Sage. It seems such a simple question, but even the best of treasure hunters would likely never know the answer. Whatever was the largest payout known, merchant sailors only dreamed of fetching an even higher number, a never-ending cycle. Still, Zael found himself imagining where the Grimstone might fit in the greater scheme of high-value cargoes. If I ever find out, I'll let you know, Zael said.
Okay, I think everything's ready, Haley announced.
In short order, they were gathered round a long wooden table, breathing in the rising steam from bowls set before them.
Bring on the eats!
Cheered Fawn, a spoon already clutched in her hand. Wait, said Haley. First, we should say a blessing.
Sage, would you like to?
Sage hesitated, but finally answered.
Okay.
They bowed heads.
Thank you, Elo, for this day. I hope I have a good day tomorrow. And I hope I like the food. Thank you for the stew. I like it, even though I didn't a few minutes ago. And let Pop-Pop have a safe trip. Sela.
Sela,
everyone repeated. Glad you came around on the stew, Sage, Zael said with a wry smile. Haley sighed. There was much drama involved earlier over the stew. Dane gestured toward Sage.
I told you you'd like it.
Sage mumbled something incoherent into her spoon.
When do you have to leave, Pop-Pop?
Fawn asked. As soon as first light on Flam's Day, Zael answered. If our fortunes hold out. That's after staying overnight on the ship getting everything ready.
And then you won't have to make quotas anymore, right?
Fawn's face lit up with hope.
You'll be home a lot more to come visit us.
Zael gave her a doting smile. I hope so, sweetie. He looked over at Nova, who was slurping away at her stew, much of it landing on the table. Careful there, Nova. Some of that stew might end up in your mouth.
Where are you sailing to this time, Pop-Pop?
Fawn asked. We've had a few prospects, actually, Zael replied. One's a beautiful green stone from Korengar called Verdantium. Another's a special kind of space rock for the university in Miskyun.
What's the other one?
Zael's hand, holding a spoonful of stew, stopped halfway to his mouth. How do you know there's another one?
You said a few prospects. Usually that means more than two, or you would have said a couple.
She bounced in her chair, pleased with herself. So happens there was another job someone approached me with. Something called the Grimstone. This man I met told me that it might somehow help the light of the land. I say 2-1 it doesn't exist.
In co-op yesterday,
said Fawn,
one of my friends said the light is fading. It sounds kind of scary. Our land needs the light to survive. It's holy light that the divine, Elo, I think, gave our land when he used lightning to make Alpha Makutu.
She referred to the kingdom's famous star-shaped plateau, upon which the king's Mitsada Palace rested.
Just because you heard it,
Dane said,
doesn't make it true.
Fawn continued.
Some stories I've read talk about using powers of darkness to help the light. Maybe the Grimstone is something like that.
I don't really like you reading those stories, Haley said. They've got too much about the Shadow Age and sorcery and Grimkins, not something you kids need to read. Dane stood from his chair.
I'm going to grab that marzipan cake.
Yum!
Fawn cheered. She turned back to Zale, looking him straight in the eyes.
Pop, Pop, if you could really do something to help the light, would you?
Dane returned with the marzipan cake. Zale's mouth hung open as though frozen mid-breath. Not because this was his favorite dessert. As the adults served cake to the children, Zale stared pensively into his bowl.